Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk up right for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
It's all because of you. I'm grateful for
we will say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be thankful this morning. How many of you are thankful this morning? You know, I thought about how all the things that's going on, and you got to a place where you'd be scared to go outside now, and you don't know what you're going to come back in. And so we got to be thankful, amen. And each and every day you go out the door today, you're going to have to be thankful. Every time you come back home, you need to say thank you. Amen. You need to say thank you every time you come back home. Because the way things are now, you just don't know what's going to happen and what's going to take place. So we can say thankful. We can say thank you and appreciate God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, give God another hand, please. You know, I mean, just being alive, it means so much just to be alive today. Amen. You know, you made it through most of us made it through the COVID. Look how many didn't make it. But we still here. Am I amen?
Amen.
All of it, the devil did all type of things, but we still here. Amen. He might take one out, but he can't take us all out. Amen. And so thank God. Hallelujah. He might take one out, but he can't take us all out. And so I'd say I'm thankful. Amen. I'm thankful. The younger I get, I know y'all see I'm getting young and all. And you know, little bald spot coming in the head. That means I'm getting younger, amen. And so the younger I get, the more thankful I am. Because it let me know how close, you know, ain't got as much time as I did have, amen. Amen. And so it lets you know you're getting close, so you're getting younger. Because you're getting closer, amen. Amen. So going home with the Lord, amen. So thank God, amen. Anyone got a testimony, got a prayer request, got a scripture? Amen. Who got a scripture? Got a prayer request? Got a testimony. Amen. All right, we're going to hear a scripture. Go ahead, sister. Psalms 24.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has found it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul with the vanity, nor told the people. He shall receive his blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek it from Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Yes.
And be lifted up, the everlasting Lord. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Even lift them up, the everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory?
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord is the King of glory. Amen. Hear the Lord. He's the King. Amen. He fights out. He never lost any battles. Amen. Even when the devil thought he had him defeated, he got up on the third day. Amen. Couldn't hold him down. Amen. So sometimes the enemy look like when they got you, all you're going to do, I'm just going to rise up on the third day. Don't worry about it. Amen. You got me this time, but I'm gonna get you next time. Amen. And never allow yourself to be defeated. Amen. Don't never allow yourself to be defeated. Amen. If you stump your toe today, you say, that's all right. It'll be healed tomorrow. Amen. And keep it moving. Come on, let's say, I got to keep it moving. Amen. I got to keep it moving. I got to continue to press my way. Continue to press your way. Amen. Someone got a prayer for us today. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst, Lord. You said, you were free and gathered in one name. You were being in the midst, so we thank you for being in the midst today, Lord. Jesus, the God, Lord, speak to our hearts today, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you and magnify you.
Thank you.
Every time we will speak that we cast away in the work of the head.
Yes.
That's how it prohibits us.
Yeah.
Open up our minds.
Open our hearts.
We thank you in advance.
Yeah.
The revelations
are about
to
lay
into our hearts.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Look at the Lord ahead praying. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, I thought someone was getting up to have a testimony. Amen. Well, praise God. I scared y'all. Amen. What I said. Somebody got a testimony. Everybody got scared. Not me. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, thank God for all of you that are here. Amen. I didn't want to scare you. Amen. But actually give a testimony. Amen. But you know, the Bible does say we overcome how? By the word of our testimony in the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
I have a testimony.
Go ahead, sister.
I just want to thank God for another week of him being in my life. I just want to thank him for his goodness and his mercy. I just want to thank him for his love and his loving kindness. His loving kindness is better than life. And that's what I'm just thinking of. His loving kindness is better than life. I just want to thank him for my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, they all in their living, all my family members are still in the land of living. And I just thank you for that, because they could have been gone, but they're here. And like I said, when them other kids got killed last week, it's so heartbreaking. They can send your kids off to school, and they come home the next day. And you don't think all of them like that, when you send your kids off to school. You know, so not only did you better teach your kids, that you love them, you can send them off anywhere, anybody. Your husband, I said, my husband, my time. You know, and tell me you don't. It's not right. I know, before they let me know, I'm at home. They're like, okay, be safe when you're not there. But you know, ain't this, you know, ain't this so much stuff going on now. I know you said, well, I ain't your protector, but, you know, I mean, yes, they are. I'm a protector, but still, you want your family to stay over with this. Be safe. Are you out there? You might not. But you, maybe if I said be safe, then you'll be protected. Anyway.
Amen.
Maybe I just want to thank God, though, for each and every, I said, member of the family. Yeah, church, but we are a family. You're not only a member of your family of church. And all those on live, Facebook Live, I wish you well this morning. And I thank God for the word that's coming forth this morning. And I thank God again for life and it more abundantly.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand, praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad about you. And I'm glad about what God's getting ready to do, amen, what he's doing, amen. I know God is changing things around. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're walking with God, you have to be patient with God, amen. Because sometimes we can get ahead of God, And it'll happen before things will start happening before it's time to happen. And so we have to learn how to give God patience and be patient with it. You know, I know it's going to be looking good. It don't look good all the time. And everybody said, well, you all just throw your hands up. I'm going to throw my hands up and praise the God. What is that? Throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. I'm going to praise God. That's going to be my throwing up my hands, amen, because what? I'm still looking to God. I still believe. Hallelujah. Regardless of what happens, I still believe, amen. And so I'm going to throw my hand up and give some praise. But I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop, amen, just because of what I see. Because whenever you stop, that means that you gave up. And if a man, if you don't continue, you'll never make it. And so you got to have faith in God and faith in yourself, amen. Because that's what it takes to make it, amen. Your faith in God and faith in yourself, that what? Believe it that you can do it. Because the only thing that's going to hinder you from accomplishing your goal is you yourself. There's no one else that can deter you from making it, amen. And so how many are determined to make it into the kingdom, amen? Hallelujah. You got to be determined to make it into the kingdom of God because, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't like you to talk about hell, but I don't want to burn, amen. They look at the flesh. Say, well, that's just your flesh, but it's not so much about your flesh, but it's about your inner man, your soul, the part that leaves you and goes somewhere. I don't know if any of you have been in a room with someone died. And then you were right there when they died. I don't know what it feels like, but it feels like just something, just sometimes just something that's passionate. Or it went like, it's like a breath or a wind or something just. Well, if you're standing at the door, it looked like something just went out the door or something. And you say, well, wow, what was that? But that was the spirit of the man leaving him, amen? And that spirit is going to go somewhere. That spirit is going to live somewhere, amen? And whether you think so or not, that's the real you. Man is a spirit because man is made after the image of God. It's just that man that's got a body. It's a spirit. You're a spirit in the body. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's just like you got your clothes on. You know what I mean? It's not your clothes that make you. You make the clothes. Amen. Yeah. Huh? It's not your body that makes you. It's what's on the inside of you that makes you. Yeah. Huh? It makes you who you are. Yeah. Amen. Because you wouldn't be anything if you didn't have the part that's on the inside of it. Your body is not the one that does the thing. It's what's on the inside of you just keeping the body alive. It's the spirit that keeps the body alive. And so you're going to spend eternity somewhere. When I say you now, I'm not talking about your body because it's going back to the dirt. I say you. See, we don't understand that when I say you. And you think, well, you know, this old body, you know, we all going to the grave, we going to die, but that ain't the end of you. Heaven, they know there's going to be a resurrection, amen. Yeah. Yeah, amen. You're going to get up some type of way, and you have got to decide which side of the fish you want to be on. Mm-hmm. That's what I said, which side of the fish you want to be on, amen. Which side of the river you want to be on, whatever it is that you want to say. And so here, all of you on Facebook, online today, you got to make a decision which side you're going to be on. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. I don't know how to get started today. I want to turn to the word of God today, thanking God. Amen. Turn to the word of God. I want to turn to the book of Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm determined to make it. Amen. I'm determined to make it. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verses 9 through 11. Amen. Praise God. For all of you on Facebook Live, amen, you can turn to Jeremiah chapter 2. Amen. Verse 9 through 11. I'm not good at speech, you know. You know, sitting there trying to make all this fair and make things sound good and eloquent, you know. Yeah, you know how people do it. They can make, I don't be like the fake all the time. You know, I just like to be real. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start at verse 9 through 11.
Wherefore,
and then skip to 13. Amen.
Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, said the Lord, and with your children will I plead.
Yeah.
For pass over this isle of Chittim and see, and send unto Hiram and consider bitterly, and see if there be such a thing. Have a nation changed their God, which are yet no God? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. 13. But my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out.
Chittim.
Broken chisholm that can't hold no water.
Amen. Amen. I just want to get to I don't know what is the topic or a thought. Our nation that turn away from God. Our nation that turn away from God. You know, when you talk about a people, Lord bless this today, Lord, that I might be able to say it the way you would have it to be said, to portray the way you would have it to be portrayed. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Our nation that forgot about their God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when I looked at verse 11 there, he says, has a nation changed their God? They changed their God, you know, for something that don't profit. Amen. When you change something good for something that don't work, it don't make very much sense to change something that work, and now you want to go get something that don't work.
Yeah.
You're doing things that don't do no good. You've turned away from God to turn to idols and things. And when a nation or a people turn against God, then it normally ends up in destruction. Normally end up being destroyed, amen. Amen. And when we think about just our great nation that we live in today, amen, United States, they said that the people who came here, they came here running from slavery of Europe. That's what they say it now. I've heard so many lies in history, I don't know what's the truth. Amen. You know, they've lied so much, amen, you don't know what to believe. But they said they came from Europe over here looking for liberty and freedom. They wanted to worship God because over there they was being oppressed and they couldn't serve the living God freely. And so they wanted to get away so they can find life and liberty because they was in slavery. They had been enslaved over there, and they wanted to get free. And then God goes down and delivers them from the bondage of slavery, from the bondage of evil, and sends them to a land that flows with milk and honey. This is Israel I'm talking about, amen. This is Israel was down in Egypt, amen. And God goes down into Egypt and bring them out of slavery, amen, and take them to a land that flows with milk and honey. You know, when you think about a land flowing with milk and honey, that can't be nothing but the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a land that flows with milk and honey. And all of a sudden, you come to a place, God said, you come to a place, and all of a sudden, when you get to the place that I've sent you, a place of milk and honey where you can flourish and where you can have everything that you thought you desired, all of a sudden, now that you became rich and you became poor, you turn your back on me, amen? You're turning your back on God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. They turn their back on God. I kept sitting there wondering, and I say, you know, we thought about the school shooting, all the school shootings that is going on, you know. The 19 people they say that was killed. And we see all of the violence going on. And then nobody turns around and say, where is God in this? Well, why is this taking place? Why are these things, you know, you should be asking, why are these things happening? They used to didn't happen, amen, praise God. And there wasn't no shooting long time when God was in the school. There wasn't no shooting long time ago. They're trying to come up with all types of answers, but nobody say, let's put God back in the way he was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's put God back in the school. You know, we're trying to find answers. But your answer is the Lord. Jesus is the answer to all things. Amen. And if Jesus is the answer of all things, why is this taking place? Because the nation has turned itself against God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You turn the schools away from God. When we used to read the Bible was to study at school. Amen. And God was in the school. And while God was in the school, there wasn't no shooting going on like this, amen. It might be a little duking out every now and then, amen. But it wasn't no kidding like it is, but we come up with all the answers. Well, it's the guns are the problem. It's not the gun problem, it's a mental problem. When you say a mental problem, it's a God problem, amen. We've got where people they don't care about life anymore, amen. All of the morals and things that we used to have, we've got rid of the morals of God and brought in something else.
Amen.
Amen. When we were teaching God, now we brought something else in now, amen. And then we expect the thing to stay good, and then when things happen, we don't turn and say, where's God? But the thing we want to know, well, what's wrong? Well, why did God allow that to happen? Why did you kick God out to school?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You separated the school and the church. Mm-hmm. It ain't really a church, but you separate the school and God. You don't want God in the school, and so the devil comes in and takes over. If you want to know what's going on, what are you going to ask yourself? Where is God? Put God back in. See, when you said you changed, you swapped out God for something else.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Hmm? See, this is what has taken place in the United States. We've swapped out God for something else. We're putting away the laws and commandments of God, and we're taking our own on because we say our laws is better. I don't care what the Bible says. Amen. I want to do what you get what I'm saying? They don't care what the word of God say, but they swapped out God for something else, and now they're doing something, and now we got all these problems and trying to figure out how we're going to solve them. Amen. But I just want to tell you, our nation needs to go back to God, what I'm trying to say. We need to go back to God, you know. Amen. You know, when things was going well with you, but while you were serving God, things was going well. So when things got bad, you should have known somewhere I've left something behind, amen. There's something I'm not doing, amen. I need to go back to God. And here is a nation that changed their God for something that don't profit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has our nation changed God out for something else? Amen.
Everything.
Well, are we just putting God to the side on everything? Amen. We got school problems. Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we said, well, get rid of the girls that like the governor Abbott said it very well. Get rid of the guns ain't gonna stop the problem. It's not gonna solve the problem, amen. It's because it's a mental problem. It's a spiritual problem, amen. Hallelujah. Because anytime you move God out, amen, the devil comes in. And he's coming in with all kind of schemes of murder and everything else. And he's bringing his team, man. He's not coming in by himself. He's coming with a team. Amen. Praise God. But when are we going to get to a place where we're going to turn back to God? Our nation that forgot about their God. Amen. Because, you know, we went into practicing things that God, Isaiah chapter 31, let's look at the way things are. You can tell when the nation has gotten away from God. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
When we've been in exchange. Hallelujah. 31 and 9. That's where I said. No, I messed up. Amen. Jeremiah 24 and 14. We'll get over there after a while. Hallelujah. When we see what's going on into the world, you know, I mean, people, we've gotten out of hand, amen. Everybody just wants to do what they want to do, you know. At one time, you couldn't do these things, but now the door has been open for you to do them, amen.
Amen.
At one time, even though they weren't keeping the Sabbath day, they had a day of rest at one time, amen. At one time, everything was closed on Sunday, amen. I'm not trying to say Sunday is the day that we're supposed to do it according to the Bible, but I'm trying to say there used to be a day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
They used to practice that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But they got hungry and got greedy, and they wanted to stay on 7 days. You see how we lay God to the side, you know, the thing God said. We lay that to the side and do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we expect great benefits from it. Hallelujah. 24 and 14. Read the whole thing, let me see. But it won't be 24 and 14, amen. Because there's no 14 verse. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all in here. Jeremiah 50. Come on. What I'm trying to say is that what we have done, we've turned to Sodom. You know, it used to be a time it was a man and a woman that married. But now it's two men get married and two women get married. Amen. God has said that he didn't want that in our nation. God said, I'm against that. Amen. Those that get there, I'll destroy that nation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm talking about is how that we've gotten rid of God for God's ways, for our own ways. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to do what they want to do, and not what God wants us to do. Amen? That's what I was trying to get to. Everybody wants to do what they want to do, and they're putting God on the back burner and then expect to have great success.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have success without God. God is your successor. You don't have salvation without God. Amen? And what has happened to us? We turned our backs on God and to do what we want to do. It don't matter what God said to our nation. Said whenever you start all of this, then that's going to be destruction's going to rise. Amen. That's going to be famine that rise. That's going to be problems that's going on in your nation because of this unrest. I want to know, are we in unrest today?
Amen.
You can't go outside today. There's violence in the streets. Huh? Why is the violence in the street? Because what? We've turned away from God. We've gotten away from our good morals that God gave us, amen. God gave us morals. He gave us practices and things that we should do, amen. And then they got where we don't need God no more. We forgot about it. The nation has forgot about what God did to the other nations. That the same thing's going to happen to them because they forgot about God. So God is trying to say, bring me back. You want to know how to fix things? Bring me back. Put me back in the schoolhouse, amen. I'll stop the shooting, amen. Come on. I said, can't nobody work it like God. Bring him back into the schools, amen. Yeah, he'll stop the shooting. Bring prayer back in the schools. Put God back in his place, but we kicked him out. We wanted God to work for us, but we booted him out.
Amen.
And in the same way in your life sometimes, we want God to work for us, but we booted him out.
Oh,
we want God to work in our nation, but we booted him out.
Yes.
Amen.
No, we don't want God. We don't want God no more. And the only reason this nation prospered is because at least they had it up on the money in a way. Amen. I'm not going to say because they had it all going, but at least I'm going to say they had it up in the White House. Amen. In God we trust. At least they said that we depend on God. We are a nation under God. At least they said it in a way. Praise God. And God prospered them because of what they said they was under. Amen. Made them one of the greatest nations. But here we go falling because we're kicking God out.
Yes.
And where we are kicking God out, other nations to say, you know, what they was doing worked pretty good. I think they turned away from it. I think we'll get that. Amen. We'll take that up. Amen. So rather than keep on with Marxism and all that man-made stuff, why don't we turn back to the kingdom of God?
Yeah.
You see, the thing about us, amen, is that we don't realize that we're supposed to be establishing a kingdom.
Yeah.
And I know we like to preach to the few and we like to talk to the few. But we're not supposed to be talking to the few. We're supposed to be talking to the nations, amen. We're supposed to be talking to the kingdom, telling the nation about why don't we get together and change things.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why don't we get together and change things? Do you realize that if all so-called churches came together, we could change things tomorrow, but, you know, we're going to kick God out the church, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, no, God ain't even in the church no more, amen. Yeah. When I say God ain't in the church no more, it's because, you know, it's the leaders of the church that just messed up, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's the leaders that's doing things. It's the leaders, amen, that's sleeping with the choir members.
Oh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The choir members, yeah. they met on the road down there at the motel, you know, and she was even... And she was driving the church van.
Oh, Lord.
And the pastor met her down there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to show you how messed up we are, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But we got to get the devil out of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't kick the devil out of the church, you know. Yeah. The pastor molesting, the head leader molesting children in the church. Men molesting girls in the church, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Big churches, amen. Amen. Do you realize that we play a part in this too, amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't realize what Jesus put us here for.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason Jesus put us here, he put us here to establish a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by establishing a kingdom, you know, when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, amen. That you see. Well, the reason you pray that, because you're saying, what's up there need to be down here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Amen.
What's up there need to be down here, amen. Huh? And see, what God has been trying to do, he's been trying to take heaven and bring it to the earth. But every time he tried to send something from heaven down to the earth, we kick it out.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we kick the ways of God out, amen. We change his ways and do it our way. You see, the only reason he wanted to establish a kingdom here is because you was doing it your way.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing it our way for so long. Adam did it his way and messed up, amen. Praise God. He decided to not obey the commandments of God, and look what happened. And all the stuff that's going on is because he forgot about God.
Mm-hmm.
The day that he ate of the fruit, he forgot about what God said.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And when he forgot about what God said, you will reap what you sow. And he sowed some evil, and he started reaping evil. Amen. And look at all the briars and the sticks that's upon the earth today. It's because Adam forgot about God. Amen. He had more in mind on what he said than he did what God said. Amen. You should have said he forgot about it. See, sometimes, you know, the world can make you forget about God. Amen. Because your attention be drawn upon God, and then you forget about God, and you go contrary to God, and then you end up with all the problems that you got. I'm talking about when a nation turns away from God, this is all the problems. All the problems you see that we got going.
Amen.
50 and 40, let's pay. Jeremiah. I just stay in Jeremiah. All them line, all the scripture line. Go ahead.
As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbors see thereof, said the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein.
You see, we should look at this nation. Sodom and Gomorrah was a nation that forgot about God. Amen. Now, they had a righteous man down in that lot, but he couldn't help them, amen. Mm-hmm. They didn't listen to him. Mm-hmm. He dwelt among them, and I'm sure he talked about his God while he was there, but it was a nation that turned away from God. And what do? They turned to their own ways rather than God's ways.
Yes,
you see, when we talk about it, we don't like, you see, our nation is going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our nation is going in the same direction. Our nation is taking out the commandments of God and bringing in the commandments of men. Amen. It is what we desire. It's what I want. Amen. But just like he said, if God what destroyed the what nation of what? He destroyed what?
Amen.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't you know that God is going to destroy this nation when a nation kicks out God? It brings it to destruction.
Amen.
Huh? Do you realize when you kick God out of your life, you're going to come to an end?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of us don't believe that, you know. We done heard the lie of the people. Yeah, you know, ain't that going to happen to us? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's something going to happen to you. Well, God too loving. God is too loving to send me to hell. God is too loving to send me to hell. What kind of God would be God to send me there? Well, when you become disobedient, you kick him out. You see, God said, well, I'm with you while you're with me, amen. When you turn your back on me, guess what? I'm going the other way, too. Because even when you turn your back and go the other way, God can be standing still. You're still going out from him.
Amen.
Is you separating yourself from God. But God said, well, I want to know, let the nation know that turn away from me, just like I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And the neighboring city and all the surrounding, and nobody dwells there anymore.
Okay.
When you go there, even today, there's no life there. It got so hot that it burned into the ground. I don't know how deep it went, but even when you touch rocks, you can take your hand and say, do rocks like that, and they just crumble because of the intense heat. 2,000 some years ago, it took place. This is what happened to a nation that turned away from God, amen. What am I saying to the United States? Repent. Repent, God is saying. Repent. Turn back to the way that God wanted to be. Let the men marry with the women, and let the women, amen, raise their children, amen. Look at the direction we're going in today. And then we want peace. There ain't going to be no peace. No peace until we turn back to God, amen. That is why God said, repent, turn back unto me again, amen. You backslide in heifer, come on back here, amen. That's what God called a backslider heifer. Come on back, amen. I still love you. It's not too late. We need to get it right before it's too late. Amen.
Amen.
We need to get somebody in the Congress. Amen. God said, stop electing Congress members, amen, that is not righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a kingdom. You don't elect, you don't put no, you don't put no half and half up there in the Congress, amen. Well, I mean, half and half, amen, they don't know what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they're half man and half woman.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You don't put that in the Congress. Because this is things about our nation, amen. It's about a nation, amen. You know, when you got a transgender up, when you got a transgender up there in the White House, amen, guess what she's going to promote?
Yeah,
she's going to promote transgenderism, amen. Is that God?
No.
And then guess who put them in there? We put them in there. We're the one that elect them.
Amen.
We're the one vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? We're strengthening the hand of the evildoer.
Amen.
We're strengthening their hand. We're making them think that that's what they're doing is right.
Mm-hmm.
So when is it that the church gonna rise up? Amen. Come on, when is the church gonna rise up? Amen.
Yeah.
When are we gonna get out of the pew and start making some phone calls? When are we gonna get together? Amen. And start going out and trying to elect somebody that's gonna be right? Because it does matter. What kind of man or person he is when he get elected. But we got, well, we don't care. But it don't matter. Do you see all the stuff going on now? Does that matter?
Amen.
Does the murder matter?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We done turned away from all the morals of God, amen. We don't believe in nothing no more, amen. We got people out marching out to kill somebody. Marching to kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good morals? Is that God?
No.
Is that God? Amen?
No.
Marching to kill the babies.
Mm-hmm.
I got a right to kill my baby. And then we wonder why all the murder goes on today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you said? Her baby.
Mm-hmm.
I got a right to my body. Yeah, you did have a right to your body, didn't you, man?
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to keep your legs closed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to get you some contraception, amen.
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 Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what's another word? You have a right to be
celibate.
You have a right to be celibate.
Amen.
So what's wrong with us today? Everybody wanted their own way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have the pleasure, but we don't want to pay for the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If you want to do it, at least be responsible for what you do. If you lay down and got it, at least you ought to take care of it. Amen?
Amen.
And then you don't need to kill something that ain't alive. You don't need to kill something that ain't alive. If something is nothing, you leave it alone then.
Mm-hmm.
We worship Molech. We turn away from God to worship Baal. We worship Baal. Let's say Baal. This is what abortion is. Baal was a god with a dog head like a statue, and he had a big old hole in his belly. And in his belly, Molech. And in his belly, they had a fire there.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, and they would sacrifice their children in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
They, guess what I said?
Mm-hmm.
They would sacrifice their children in the belly, showed that it was you're worshiping the god of Molech. You're worshiping Baal.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the baby sacrifice today?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a nation that turned away from God. God said, thou should not murder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we got away from that because we know what's best. You know what I mean? And we talk about the commandments of God. We got away from the commandments of God because we know what's best for us. God don't know what's best, amen. I'm talking about a nation that will turn away from God, amen. I'm talking about a people, even saints too.
Amen.
Some of them doing that too, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And they call themselves God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the same thing. They worship the Molech too, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's a lot of them out there marching too, the King of the Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Christians, you know, who we call Christians.
Yeah.
The Christians was out there marching to kill the baby. We got a right to what I want to do with my body. Yes, you do have a right to do what you want to do with your body. If you don't want the baby, keep the baby close. You got a right. But you want to enjoy the pleasure of it and then don't want to pay the penalty of it. The wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In other words, there's a price to pay for whatever it is that you do. You got to recognize there's a price to pay. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a reward no matter what you do, whether it was good or evil. That you're going to get a reward. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you're going to be judged by your own conscience too. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to be judged according to what you did. So what you do, you better start doing it right. You better start doing it correctly, amen. Because there's judgment coming, amen. Just like judgment fell on Sodom and Gomorrah, there's judgment coming, amen. The judgment is coming into this nation. This nation going to fall. Get ready for it. Why is the nation going to fall? To turn away from God. To stop practicing the principles of God. We turn away from the principles, amen.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong, the principles.
Mm-hmm.
And you should already be able to see the decay right now, amen. Isaiah chapter 3, we can see the decay. The decay. You know what is going down when you start seeing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of times people say things were good, but things hasn't always been good. Isaiah chapter 3. This is how you know when it starts decaying. This is how you know when people done turn back, amen. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you see men marrying men, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decay, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Praise God. Women got to be women, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Women done left the house, amen. I know you said they working, amen. I understand they working. But that ain't what I mean, amen. Amen. Women leave the kids at home by themselves. And ain't nobody with them, amen. That's a decay. The Bible says a child left to themselves what would make their parents ashamed. Huh?
Amen.
Now you leaving there by yourself and they ain't got nobody they ain't got nobody watching over it. You know we gonna slip out the house. And we did slip out the house. But if ain't nobody watching, I just walk out the house.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when the mama was there, we was doing things we wasn't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
How much so when you gone?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, be careful, amen.
Mm-hmm.
A princess. Let me see what it says in chapter 3 here. I'm in Psalms of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Start at verse 8, Sister Paige, right now.
For Jerusalem is run and Judah is falling.
Uh-huh.
Because their tongue and their joints are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory.
Jerusalem is what?
Run.
It's roaring. It's roaring because what? Their tongue and what?
Their joints are against
I don't care what God said. Get the Bible out of here. We don't want to hear nothing God got to say. You want to turn your back on God. I'm talking about, this is what happens when a nation turns their back on God. The nation comes to ruin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see our nation come to ruins?
Amen.
Everybody's divided. The government is divided. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The Senate and the Republicans can't get together. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats can't get together. Amen. The black folks and the white folks, we ain't never got along real good, but at least it used to be a little bit better. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that if we can't get along together, that somewhere we're missing the point of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
White people and black people can't get along together.
somewhere down the line, they have missed something, amen. They missed God somewhere, amen. God said, I came out here to bring you together. I know I'm going to divide you, but I'm going to divide you over spiritual things. But if we go to think that we serve the same God, we worship the same God, and we all going to the same place, and we all going to the same kingdom, then why can't we come together and mingle?
Yes, Lord.
Somewhere God ain't in it somewhere.
No.
Jesus said, I pray that you might be one, even if your Father in heaven is, and even if we are one. But we missed it somewhere. We're speaking against God. The Democrats especially.
Oh, yeah.
I know y'all might say Democrats and Republicans, amen. The Democrats is the one who want the murder.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are the one who want to kill the babies, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats is the one separate the Democrats were the one that separated the father from the children.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats were the one put you in that housing project and told you to kick the man out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
And God said, family should stay together, but God don't know. God don't know what he's talking about, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking against God because we know better than God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when a nation turns away from God or people turn from God, you're headed to destruction. Come on, somebody. You're headed for destruction.
Mm-hmm.
When you turn away from God. When you go back in there and start doing the things you used to do, after a while, it's going to catch up with you. It's going to get you after a while. It might not get you right now, but I can guarantee you it's going to get you, because God's word wouldn't be true if something didn't happen to you. And all God said, turn back to me. Come on back, you backslider. Come on back, backslider. God said, I still love you. The only thing I want you to do is repent. But if you don't change, I have to bring judgment on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, it's all about the judgment. He gives you a space of time to repent, but you wouldn't. Look at all the stuff our nation needs to repent of.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Oppression. They're oppressing the people.
Yeah.
High taxes.
Mm-hmm.
High interest rates.
Uh-huh.
No houses.
Yeah.
You think you're saying? Pricing people out of the house. They got them on the street, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they expect to prosper. I always wondered that. If you put everybody out the house, amen, and we don't have no money, we don't have enough money to pay no rent, then you're going to end up with nothing to do. We're going to be out. But ain't nobody going to be renting you out.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered, why is it that the devil wants to gain all the money? He wants to gain all the money. But if he got all the money, who's going to trade with him?
Right.
If you take all the money, who's going to buy your cars that you make? If you take all the money, who's going to buy the oil that you make? Amen. All the stuff. Who's going to buy the product if I'm broke?
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have anything, does that make any sense to you?
No.
I'm gonna control the. You want to control the whole world with money. But if money, if there's no exchange of money, and you get to a place there's no need for no money, how you gonna control stuff? Huh? Do you see how to greed?
And the money.
They're thinking about the money. The nation has become greedy. They never got enough.
Mm-hmm.
And God tells us, what? The love of money is the what?
The love of
God. A lot of the problem that's being caused, we turn away from God because we don't start loving money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to do anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, I hear the rappers talking about it. The things they do for money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have my ass with no money. Amen. Praise God. There'll be some things that you won't do for money. That'll be something. There'll be some things you won't do for money. If I said, I give you $5 million, would you? No. See, you should value yourself more than that. You ought to have some dignity in your life, amen. But there'll be some things you won't do for money, amen. Come on, amen. So because you see, poverty leads to this thing. Vanity, anyway. If Solomon says, vanity, vanity, says the preacher. Proverbs chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. He said, I had all the money in the world, but I realized after I got through with it, it was vanity. After you heap up all of your treasures, yeah. and you look at it, it ends up being vanity. Of no use, amen. And he said, the best thing I can find is to feel God and keep his commandments.
Yeah.
But when a nation turns away from God, it ends up in vanity.
Yeah.
Huh? Read on. Let me skip. Time running out. Oh, read on down, verse 9.
The show of their covenant, those witness against him, and they declare their sin as Solomon.
They don't even hide it no more. Yeah. You know, back in the day, it used to be you hear it.
Yeah.
But they declare their sins as Solomon.
Yeah.
And they have no shame with it.
Right.
They're not ashamed. Hey, I'm gay. Said, like one walked up to me one day, said. Look at here, hit me on the shoulders, could say. Look here. I like the same thing you like. She both. Sat on her box. A shirt? I like the same thing you like. I said, oh yeah? Yeah, I'm gay. I said, me too. He said, where you lie? I said, I like women. Hallelujah. I'm happy because I like women. Amen. No shame to tell you who they are. Amen. It used to be a time that wasn't allowed. In a nation. God has said, get this out of your nation, amen. And all those that do such things, kill them. I know we can't do that, but at least we don't have to go along with the program. And now they got us stuck in their program. And where is the church? I know we talk about it in church. This is supposed to be a kingdom thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you got a kingdom thing, that means that we ought to be on the street talking about it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we need to be up, we need to go to city council about it, amen. You need to write your senator about it. You need to be calling your representative about it. And then we need to be marching also, if that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to bring what? The kingdom on earth. This is going to be a kingdom thing. They're not afraid to get out and march. They have no shame. And here we are trying to do something that's righteous. And we see it.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid of what they might do to us.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they might do, what the government might do to us.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I'm trying to say, yes, man. When a nation turns away from God, Do you want destruction? And another thing, you got to ask yourself, do you want your children to be shot up in school?
No.
So you don't think very much about it. Ah, it just somehow. No, it's a moral problem.
Yeah.
When people get where they don't care about life, it's a moral problem.
Yeah.
And when you got more problems, it causes other problems. That causes other problems.
Mm-hmm.
That causes other problems.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a more problem. Amen. You might not think very much. You know, a lot of times we don't even think too much about dad as being in the house. Father's in the house. And then I think of Malachi. I think it's Malachi chapter 4. He talks about turn the hearts of the father back to the truth. Turn the truth of hearts back to the father. Unless there be a curse. Do you realize all this stuff going on is because of what we got away from God? Amen. God told you who to marry and who not to marry, but you will not be it your way. God told you that saved people should marry unsaved people, but you do it anyway. Amen. And then you wonder about the consequence. God tell you not to until you get married and we get all the children without father. And they'll be wondering why we got such a big father. Why they're shooting on the streets? They're shooting on the streets because they get in a gang because there was no daddy there to tell to show them how to be a man. Mm-hmm. And so they're out trying to prove themselves to be a man because they don't know how to be one. Because the only thing they know how to be is thank God for that mama that saved them and took care of them. The only thing they know how to be is a mama boy. Amen. Mm-hmm. They had no instruction in their life. They don't know how to do nothing. They wait. Come on, a nation that turned away from God. These things happen. Yeah. And then you catch the young girls, amen, that didn't have no dad in the house. You know, even when he was in the house, he was just there, amen. Mm-hmm. But at least one was there, amen. And then she goes out, she's looking for a dad. And most of the time when she starts out, she's going to start out with an older man. Because she's looking for a dad. Something she didn't have at home, amen. Mm-hmm. That we didn't think, but we don't think very much about it anymore. We done put that to the side, amen. Amen. And those are the things we done put to the side. God's way of instruction, God's way of doing things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, consequently, we're reaping the benefit. Back in the 70s, we had what we call loose love. Free love. And a lot of babies was gotten out of the way a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just found out I had one too.
Amen.
And two of them.
Amen.
Two. I've been three.
Amen.
You get what I'm not trying to hide, amen. What am I trying to say?
Amen.
A nation that what? Turn it back on God.
Amen.
And now there are children out there. Somebody might be looking for me now. I don't know. They don't know where their dad is. They might be looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Disobedience, amen. And now we got a generation now of what we call the baby boomers, amen, we're in the generation of now that all of them grew up not having a daddy in the house, amen. Some of them didn't even have a mom in the house, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And now, everything that's going on now, all this murders and killing and stuff going on, is because what? They forgot about God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They forgot about what God said. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot about marriage. God said not commit fornication. We forgot about it. Because we wanted to have some prejudice. We wanted to do what everybody else do. We forgot about God. And look at the benefit that we're reaping right now.
Man.
The children on the street with no discipline in their life.
Uh-huh.
We're on the way down. If something don't change, we're on the way down.
Mm.
And I know everybody's sitting back and just ha, 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 ha. But you're going to start feeling the pain of this stuff after a while, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start feeling the pain of the wickedness of God. The nation is going to start feeling the pain when you come to be food short.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Revelation chapter, let me see, Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. Is it time? Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, somewhere in there. Talk about that red horse there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the red horse there. Let's see, can we see that horse already?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 6 and 4.
Let's see, can we see that horse? Are y'all with me? I'm talking about our nation that's begotten by God. Yeah, yeah, listen to that.
There went out another horse that was red.
Here comes the red horse.
And Paul was giving to him the fact thereon to take peace from the earth.
What was Paul giving to him to do?
Take peace from the earth.
To take peace from the earth.
And that they should kill one another.
And they started killing one another.
And there was given unto him a great sword.
And that was given to him a great sword. Do y'all see that happening now? Is peace being taken from the nation? Can't nobody get along. Husband can't get along with the wife. Wife can't get along with the husband. Can't get along with the twin. Amen. No peace. Take away the peace. Amen. You're worried about everything. You know, when you get when you talk to your peace, you're taking away, you know, when you start worrying about, yeah, how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to drink. Amen. My job. I don't know if I'm going to have a job next week or not. That takes away your peace, though. Pray. Dark and praise upon the earth. That takes away peace, though. Now you worry about something now that you didn't used to worry about, amen. Amen. You can get on the plane and just fly. Now you gotta have your mask on. Make sure you have the shots. And make sure you got the right shoes on. All kinds of things you gotta do now. See, it's having to take away the peace from the earth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what else are you gonna do to stop the peace?
And they shall kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword.
Do you see that going on? The white folks killing the black folks. Amen. Hispanic. I'm surprised a Hispanic guy went in there and shot all those people. I'm surprised that his thing did that. Yeah, this is Hispanic city. I was surprised that they would do that. Somebody like that. You know, when we hear things like that, we don't expect to hear from certain people. But what? He can have no peace. Something disturbed his life. He done shot his grandma. And then he goes to the school to take it out on somebody else. No God. People leaving the babies out on the street. Leaving beside the trash can. Don't have no respect for life anymore. We've lost our morals. Amen. You know what I'm saying? The Bible always says that Rome wasn't destroyed because somebody conquered Rome. It said Rome was destroyed because of the inner working. Self-destruct. Immorality. Self-destruct. The little man was going with the boys and stuff, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you get immorality and what's right, they start working against each other because the flesh has to work against the spirit, don't it? And the spirit against the flesh. When you got fleshly things going on in your life, amen, it's going to work against your spiritual thing. And when you got spiritual things going on, it's going to work against your fleshly thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a division. There's going to be fighting going on. There's a war going on the inside of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you want to do right or you want to do wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to, your flesh always wants to go back. It wants to do what it used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have the fun it used to fun. You know, everybody said, well, when I was unsaved, I wasn't happy. Yeah, a lot of people had a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Shoot.
They had a good time. Huh?
Amen.
It ain't gonna be lying about it, amen. Amen. But you know, even that leads to destruction. A lot of people come up with a lot, you know, even David in Psalm 38, David came up with disease because he's out having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see the benefits of sin? How it brings you down. when a nation turns away from their God, it only brings destruction.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to stand up and say repent? When are we going to tell the senators to repent?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And when are you going to tell the president to repent of these evil deeds that you're doing? I mean, call them up. You know, if you can call them in there, amen. If there's an 800 number, well, we need to be on the horn, amen. We need to be out in droves telling the nation to repent because when the nation falls, do you realize you go down with?
Amen.
Do you realize when the ship sinks that you go down with it?
Yeah.
You better be able to swim. Do we care about our nation? Do we care about ourselves? All the things that we're doing, we need to repent, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? The wife needs to start to repent, love the husband. The husband needs to love the wife, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, everything going down.
Yeah.
We're going to get better. We don't even like each other no more, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? How many understand what I'm saying today, amen?
Mm-hmm.
When we forget about God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't spiral down.
Mm-hmm.
The nation is going down.
Yeah.
And if we don't stand up for God and declare the word of God and get back on what's really right and true, then the nation is going to continue to go down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, we're supposed to have a hand in this. So I said, what can I do about it? I can declare and decree the word of God for it's right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
How many know Jesus is Lord today,
amen? Mm-hmm.
How many know the way Jesus did it was a good way? He loved his neighbor. He healed the sick.
Mm-hmm.
He raised the dead, amen. He didn't commit no fornication, amen. He didn't commit adultery, amen. He gave us answer. He didn't do none of those things, amen. He was there. See, he realized that what he did for somebody else would be his own blessing, amen. He wasn't selfish, amen. That I want to do what I want to do and I want to have my thoughts, and I don't care what you think about me. I got my own thoughts, amen. We're supposed to do what the Father told us, tell us to do, amen. Rather than to turn away from him, we're supposed to run to him. Now, when you mess up, you're supposed to run to God rather than to run away from him. Huh? How did I learn when you remember when you used to get a whipping? If you stand away from your mama, that death was pop. You know, if you stand away from that switch to wrap around. I don't know if y'all know them rats. Mama them is having blind switches, I guess. But they wouldn't break even. But when they hit you, they would wrap. Kind of like a whip. But the best way to get away from the pain and hurt is get real close to it. And she couldn't hit you hard. She could, you know, when she was trying to hit you, she might touch you, but you get real close to them, you know. And they can't hit you at all. Huh? You used to do that. She didn't get no whipping.
I did that. She probably.
She didn't get no whipping.
Probably.
Amen. Probably. Well, she was so nice, she didn't get no whipping. Amen. But I used to get them, amen, all the time. At home and at school, too. It was just no one place. If I went to school, and then every time I did, I got to read that. I used to get my church, too, every time I did. In Sunday school, you know. That was a whipping people back in those days. Anybody would grab you in a minute. Come here, boy. They would chastise you. And you wouldn't even talk back. You wouldn't even tell them. You can't whip me.
Because
if you said that, they just went, turn all them socks in the way, right? And then you wasn't going to go home and tell. And hope don't nobody find it out. When you got a whipping, you didn't go home. If we got whipped at school, we didn't go home to your mom. We got whipped. Because we thought we might get another. And so the best thing to be is to be quiet and take that whipping so you don't get another one. We done lost all of that.
Yeah.
In the morning, you have to say prayer in the morning. we turned away from it because we thought something was wrong. Amen. Amen. And then now we want an answer. What you think the answer is? We got to put God back in there where he used to be. We got to put God back in our government. Amen. We got to put God back in our finances. We got to put God back in the way we do things. If we don't, you better start getting prepared too, amen. Whatever you got, you got to get prepared. We might even go into war against one another. Might be another civil war. The things don't change. Blacks against blacks and Hispanics and all that. It would be another civil war because we don't care anymore. The nation don't care. Father God, we thank you today that you would turn us around, Lord, that we go in the right direction, Lord, that we might do the right thing. Lord, we come before you and we repent, Lord. We repent of the ideas that we've had that weren't right in your sight because we didn't think nothing was wrong with us. But the Lord, the more you open our eyes to see that those things are wrong, and because those things are wrong, I repent of those things now. I repent of my thoughts. I repent of my ways. Yes. And Father, we ask you to forgive us, and we give thanks for it now in our forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. You got any testimony this morning? You got anything? Amen. We want you to say something because we realize that you know some things that are going on in the world that you know is wrong. And you see what's happening to us, amen. You see the downward spiral and know that there needs to be some change, amen. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Did y'all understand today? Did y'all understand today? Our nation may turn away from God. All right. Praise God. I want to tell everybody at home this time, if you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to Cash App, you can send it to email.com. You can send it to a PayPal or Cash App or Zelle. And I thank y'all for tuning in. Brother Raven Phillips, thank you, Brother Raven. Amen. Here's testimony, didn't I? Anybody? Or something that's going on. Amen. All right, let's say it, man. Amen. Anybody online today? Amen. Well, Father God, we'll pray for today. You know, if y'all don't get anything, y'all don't get it to pay the tithes and offerings. Y'all know how to send it in. If you like to donate, like to give tithes and offerings. I thank y'all. Look, I want y'all to know I thank y'all for coming. I appreciate you. Amen. And I don't want you to think at no time that I don't appreciate y'all showing up. Amen. And I'm waiting on my change to come. Mm-hmm. And being that I'm waiting on my change to come, we're going to have a change. I just want to tell you this. I was sitting the other day, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, and I was sitting there thinking. And I said, God, are we just religious? Or is it something that we're supposed to be doing today? What do you think? Are we just religious?
As
a church, or even as a people, are we just religious?
A lot of times we are religious.
Just religious people, amen. That things are not being done with in purpose anymore. You know, when we come, if we want to change something, then when we come, we got to be hearing something that we can do for a change, not just come to sit and eat. I think the church has been just religious all these years. And I've been asking God to change things. To start doing things
make sure that I'm going to put a purpose in it, in the ground. Not just come to you, you know. If I can see it, something change. My form or my idea can change. I should have something in me to want to do something to get somebody else to change, you know. It don't mean just a person, but change the situation going on. What y'all think? Nothing that the church is in religion because it seems like it's only been just about the group that was there. But if you say it's a kingdom, it's supposed to be the group, that's the group everywhere.
It's supposed to be the whole state or the whole country.
The whole country. But our folks have just been on the little few about the whole thing. Y'all agree with that? What you say? What you got to say? About it as a whole. And so I think we've been to church. What I call church is in the way. And it's just been an act that we come and nothing been done. I've asked about that. And that's what he's saying. Well, wouldn't the city council be good? Wouldn't it be good if he went to the city council and tried to get something to help somebody else? Wouldn't it be good to go somewhere to get to change somebody else? You know, just doing something rather than just something to fix. Okay? What's up,
Amen.
And I think that's been our problem. That's why we're supposed to be fighting in church. Go to school board. We are all of us going to be going to church. Because if we don't go in, that's okay. Right? All of us ought to be going down to the city council. If we don't go in, that's okay. You don't think that they're going to do right on their own, do you? I'm just asking a question, y'all. This is for real. Well, we've just been pretending all these years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever. We haven't really been involved. Have you been involved in it? Okay. Not church. This is what I'm saying. We've been involved in church. But what is not so involved in the church is what's involved in the thing. You see what I'm saying? Everybody involved in the church, but ain't nobody involved in the kingdom. And Jesus said what? Preach. The fear of the kingdom is everything. So where are we going to get involved with changing what children mind out there to sleep? But your friends, the group you with, the friends don't mind to get them changed. And then if they don't want to go to church, they want you up. You the church. And when they come to you, they come to church. you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
When they come to you, they come to church. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. Different. I don't know. So, Father God, we thank you and give you praise and glory and honor in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for we've been gathered here, Lord, and you're going to open up our understanding. And that we're going to do things that is right in your sight, Lord. And, Lord, we want to do what's right, Lord, but we just don't know how to do it, Lord. So, Lord, show us how to do what is right in your sight. Show us how to please you, Lord. Not just please ourselves, not just the religious tradition, Lord, but show us how to be a please you and give you a thanks and we dismiss in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We want to pray for one another. Father God, we ask that you bless them and you would heal them and give you a thanks for it. Amen.
Let the church stand.
everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what his word says, God has
spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say,
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he
says,
from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling, battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard him, so let the church say, the church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church
say, oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above. Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say,
amen.
So open your
church.
Let the church say.